Everybody, here we are again, and today is our Tuesday BBS program. Today is November 16th, 2014. So we'll first do a clearing here for everybody. Just for stuff you may have had in the past, and just think of something that you may want to release. So here we go. Let's think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to bring up the light beam. So here we go. First light beam will be coming up, which should be the male. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next is non-gender. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And female light beam. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, there we go. So we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you out there, Ann?
I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. Just a little clarification, and it is November 26th, 2014 today. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron Amitron is our host, and his website is creationlightship.com. And if you haven't been to that yet, there is much information. Just listen to the show first, of course, because we're live now. And there's always a lot of wonderful information and healings that Ron does. So thank you, Ron. And would you like to talk about something first, or shall I go into emails?
Yeah, let's go into emails, and we'll see what people can glean out of each email that we read here. So here we go.
Okay, great. We have quite a few. Dear Ron, thank you so much for the wonderful, illuminating show you did Saturday night. I am still holding the peace energy I received from your words, the healings, and the visit to Creation Lightship.
Great.
Yes, if you're unaware, Ron gifts us with a lot of sample healings on these radio shows, which is wonderful, but the Saturday night show, which is also at 7 p.m. On BBS Radio, is wonderful because you get to actually visit Creation Lightship and request a physical healing. And another one about Saturday night, Ron. Dear Ron, I feel that I experienced more healing energy on Saturday night show, largely because of the spirit integration you did at the beginning. I felt very present and better able to hear you. Thanks for all you do. Maybe we could do that again, Ron. That does feel good. Is that possible?
I think we brought the spirit into the body through the feet, and then let's
yeah, I think you did
here.
That
so
out
go.
In and yeah. Thanks.
Okay, so let's go out and in. So remember, you may get a little dizzy because most of the time your spirit really doesn't want to go into all of your body. Mainly because it doesn't want to get stuck here, probably. That's what I would guess. So normally it'll go into your solar plexus and, you know, stay with you, maybe in that area to your head. But basically, the lower parts, it doesn't normally connect with too much. So here we go, going out and in, going up through your legs naturally, you know, feet, legs, ankles, etc. Or feet, you know, feet, ankles, legs, knees. So out and in, 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 there. I want to make sure that you're in your body properly, because just by doing that doesn't mean that you're in straight. So I want to readjust you right now. So I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, now you're facing forward. And back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that felt really, really good. You have said on past shows that our spirits often want to hover at the upper part of our bodies in case they have to get out of here. So is the best thing for us to do to just keep commanding our spirits to go all the way down through our legs to the tips of our toes? Is there anything else that would keep our spirits with us all the time and into our legs?
That's probably a good way of doing it, yeah. Just command your spirit to go down there, yeah.
Okay.
It will obey you, you know, and it will do what you're asking. Remember, whatever you do in your life, your spirit is along for the ride. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's not going to say no unless it's in pain, okay? So if you're doing some type of ritualistic spell on somebody or something that's really negative, your spirit's going to be there putting its energy into it because your mind will more than likely force it to do so. So that's the problem. Your spirit really can't say, you know, I don't want to do this today with you, I'm leaving. It doesn't do that. It's always with you. And that's how your spirit gets contaminated. So back to you, Ann.
Would it be a good idea to command any energy we put forth in healings from the past or anytime we cursed other people that we ask for that energy to come back to us and be removed from the other person?
I would do a clearing online if we have one. I wouldn't really do it yourself because you don't know what you're drawing back to yourself. You might think you did something, you're going to bring it back. It's kind of like the New Age philosophy is, oh, I said a bad thing, you know, cancel, or erase. It's still there.
Right.
So you don't know what you're bringing back. So you could be bringing back energy from somebody from the past that you were upset with, thinking that your energy is going to come to you the way it left you, and it may come back in complete trauma, and also it could bring in entities into your body because that could be attached to that energy from the other person. So I would say that'd be pretty dangerous to do.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you, Ron. Okay. I'll move on then to the next email. Hi, Ron. I hope this message can be read on the air for others' benefit. I removed my death barcodes on the website several years ago. Thank you for that. I periodically check that I am still clear and have remained so until yesterday. I tested for myself and found I had 2 death barcodes. I believe I got them from the internet. You have said repeatedly not to look things up online, but I listened to a lecture on physical healing. It seemed good. It talked about vitamins, what to eat organically, etc. But then I started looking up some of the things they talked about, and just as you say, down the rabbit hole. Can you confirm for me that's how I got these death barcodes? I am clearing them now. Thanks for everything.
It does sort of feel that way. I would say probably a good 95% yes. Kind of clarify that, because everybody wants to look for information, and information can be useful. But sometimes there's keywords put into that information that you know nothing about, and the keywords could get you and cause situations happening. So that's the problem. You know, curiosity killed the cat. And I can't say that, you know, you shouldn't look for anything. But sometimes that's what happens. I can relate to a story that I, you know, was talking to a gentleman. Haven't seen him for years. But he was one of the Kennedy brothers, Lawrence Kennedy, and we met him and his wife at a couple of events up north. I think probably in Washington we went to maybe one of the body-mind, body-spirit-mind or body-mind-spirit expos or something, and they were there. I think we've seen him 2 or 3 times when we first got starting, maybe in, you know, the 2005, 6, 7. And talking with him, he said, yeah, what happened with me is I would normally do my personal clearings of whatever he was doing at the time. And he said, one day I forgot to do my clearing. And all of a sudden I turned my computer on to read the emails, and I got this a psychic attack hit to me. And he became, you know, paralyzed. He had a stroke. And he was working at that time with creating, inventing, I think he had tachyon crystals, and he also was using laser pens at the time. So he actually started healing himself, and he was out of the hospital pretty quickly. But he still was a little paralyzed when we saw him. But he said, yeah, he got the tack from the internet. He says, I got it from energy brought to me, psychic attacks through the pixels on the monitor screen. So that's what he said, and that's, you know, I would believe him for what he was mentioning and telling us. So, yeah, so anyway, you have to be kind of careful. I'm not saying that when you look at your screen it's going to happen to you, but, you know, things do come across. And the way they get you normally is when you have your heart opened up. You know, you get that warm, fuzzy feeling, and you're really there and thinking it's great, and then, whap, there they get you. So that's what happens. They deal with the emotions, and the more you are in emotions, the more you can be psychically attacked or physically attacked by these alien energies. So, I just back to you again.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And yes, thank you, listener, for sharing that. Ron has a death barcode clearing on his website. It's $100. And then if you need to update it down the road, like this person did, that's just another $50. And well worth it. Is there anything else you want to say about the death barcode clearing, Ron?
Well, it can bring your energy back to you. So each time you get hit with a barcode, you lose part of your life force, because the mind of your body, your spirit, part of you, let me rephrase that. The mind of your body is a spirit, okay, and it's part of your body mechanism. And so when your mind of your body energy sees that you have a death barcode, then it knows that the aliens are really strong, and more than likely that will take you out and you won't be here. So it will, in a sense, maybe completely stop doing a healing on you for a specific situation that you're dealing with, because that's made to take you out. And it probably has programs in there also to take it out, so it's not going to do any healing work on you either. So when you get the death barcodes off, you all of a sudden, like for the first one, you know, like when we first put it up, you get about a third of your energy back. And I think most people who've done that actually feel much younger and more vibrant and, you know, more energy. That's the main thing. As you get older, typically you have the barcodes on you, maybe more than a younger person, because you live longer. But, you know, once you get those off, you go, wow, I feel like I'm 20 years younger or something, you know, and I have all this energy. And I'm sure people out there who have done this would probably definitely mention that, yeah, it like gave them a new lease on life. So I won't say you're going to live forever, but it is nice to get more of your energy back and to get your healing abilities in your body jump-started over again. Because with the death barcodes on you, then you just start going downhill more and more and more. And each time you hit a barcode, we'll say maybe you're, I don't know, I guess people die, say between, we'll just say 80 to 100 people start to die here. So, you know, when you get about 75, you start having conditions that are brought forth from your past. Maybe your emotional energies haven't been cleared for most people, so that's starting to take them out. And then you start having all these situations happening because your emotions have blocked energies and in that emotional body, and that works into the physical, and you start dying. Well, you get rid of those energies, and you know, you start feeling better. But each time you get older and you start moving on, we'll say from 75 on, and it could even be from 30, but we'll just say 75, because nobody, very few people live past over 100. So we'll say at the age of 80, you know, you got another barcode coming, maybe 81, 82, 83, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't want to live any longer because you have these situations happening to you. And that's the way it's meant to be by the aliens to take you out. So each time you hit one, another one, you know, you have like another, it's like the brother broke the camel's back, you know. Each time you get more straws on you and you go, well, life is too miserable, I don't want to live here any longer. So anyway, that's the way it works. Death barcodes are very very useful, and it's a wonderful healing to regain your youthfulness. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron, thank you. And we all want to stay here since we're already here. We want to be here for ascension and ascend with our spirits and our bodies. Okay, shall we move on, Ron, or did you want to say anything else about ascension? Or?
Nope, let's just keep going with the question.
Okay, here's another one. Dear Ron, thank you for the alien remote viewing clearing. There are two cell towers outside my window. They always made me uncomfortable. When you gave us that clearing, I put in the cell towers. Shortly after the clearing started, workers came to the cell towers and removed some modules. It was like they took the heads off of them. Thank you for that clearing. It's very powerful. No aliens watching me anymore.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so if you're unfamiliar with that, it's on the upper left side. It comes down that list that Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com. It's one of the free healings, and it is very powerful. Okay. So you covered a lot of ground on Saturday night with some really interesting, you know, basic information about Creation Lightship and your role here and everything, and that the person that initiated that wonderful show had a couple of more questions. And thank you very much, listener, for your questions. We really appreciate it. And I remember having, you know, a lot of these same questions when I first found Ron. It's kind of a long one, so I'm going to, you know, kind of edit out what her questions are. The first one is, Ron, the Creation Lightship, as you described it, comes here every 2,000 years, and she's wondering why it's such a long gap when it's so miserable here.
Oh, it's only miserable because people are using their mind energy and getting the wrong energies. Remember, if you're in peace, 2,000 years would be very peaceful. So it's only miserable because people are choosing to get hooked up to programs through their thoughts. And then your thoughts get contaminated through these programs, implants, etc. And from there, that's what happens here. But the light cannot get rid of a lot of this stuff because people are choosing to have it. The light gives you peace. So you have to choose if you want to have peace or you want to be in darkness with mind energy and the programs that are associated with it. And 2,000 years is somehow a time that the light ship chose to come into darkness, as in light there's no such thing as time. And so maybe they saw a specific interval of time being 2,000 years in the darkness energies of mind control to come here. So, you know, if you were a baby and you didn't you grow up and you stayed at the age of, say, one or two, when you still had all of your spirit energy, and you were giggling and feeling happy and everything else. I'm not saying that, you know, some children maybe who are five may still have that, but we'll just say at that young age where you're not really taught yes and no, stop, go too much, and you could stay there, you'd probably have a wonderful life. Except you have to be taken care of. So that's the whole thing is, where are you? And if your life is miserable and you see it being miserable, then, by all means, find out what clearings you need so you can be in peace. Because you will die with that misery. So, that's the whole thing. Get out of it. Get into peace. Get into the moment. And don't go off on too many timelines looking for something outside of yourself that's only going to bring you further down the rat hole. It might be something great at first, and then from there, you're going to be having situations. Talking to somebody, and they mentioned that with the research of other people out there, that the New Age practices, well, they came into event maybe in the 1900s, but more so maybe in the 60s and 70s, that the meditations that were being taught and things was a way to have these external forces outside of yourself start to take you down. And then most people who were doing a lot of meditations, somehow that energy came in and they started to have a poverty consciousness. So that's what a lot of light workers, using that term very loosely here, have, because they chose the wrong system and got out of their body too much. And they got maybe psychic attacks because they were doing these spiritual practices because they were brought forth by situations and people, places, and things to take them out energetically, like with radionics. So I won't go any further, but there we go. So the whole thing is, you know, don't go outside of yourself. Do the mind to heart drop. Very simple. You know, you teach it to anybody. There's no religious involvement at all with it, so you don't have to worry about who you're talking to. You're just bringing yourself peace. And everybody knows they have a spirit in their body, so this is what you're commanding. And if it's with you, you know, it's not nothing external. So teach everybody the mind a heart drop and change the planet. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes. You've said before, if everyone on the whole planet just did the mind to heart drop, there would only be peace on this planet. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. Well, here's a kind of, you know, business question, but I'll ask this now. Are you still doing the full lifetime emotional clearing sessions over the phone?
At this time, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't have the physical time available for that.
Right, right.
And now I'm working on Venus. It's probably 30-31% being looked at, we'll say. So there's a lot going on, and it may take maybe a month or more to help out with that particular involvement there. So they're looking for physical people. I'm trying to get out of the alien thing here because they could be shapeshifters that look physical, but we'll just say that people that have left here because they may have did dirty deeds to humanity, we'll say. That's one of the places, you know, we got Mars and the Moon and Venus. And Venus seems to be the place that's, to me, overpopulated with these people who have the means and the ways to go there to escape maybe persecution here. So that's what the time-traveling soldiers and some other alien helpers are there to check out the DNA in the people to make sure that they didn't go there and have corrupted relatives here, still doing things to humanity and also themselves where they're living on Venus. So anyway, that's about all that I can say about that. So there's a lot going on with that situation. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron, for doing that. Are any of us who are enlisted back online with that or not yet?
No, there's so many soldiers now that there's no need to have anybody brought forward. There's only a few people, if that,
great,
that, you know, are doing that. So, yeah, but basically I would say no.
Right.
So if you were enlisted, you're not. So back to you.
Okay, great. And right now, just so you know, there's clarity. The only healing you do live in person is the 4-in-1, and there might be a bit of you need to make an appointment for that via email, as I understand it, and there might be a bit of a wait now because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's really hard to even find an hour of time in my life to do something. So, you know, I do have a few people that are backed up on that, but
right.
At some point I'll get back to them. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Well, this is a little bit related. Another question, and this person sent, I think, some kind of video or something, but I don't want to click on it. Some scientists are saying that life on Mars was eradicated due to a nuclear attack, I guess, at some point in the past, and they're wondering if you have any knowledge of that or can confirm or deny that, Ron.
Yeah, that happened during the expo or just before the expo back in New York. Yeah, so that was a strike that was done on that, the underground tunnels, bases, the same things over here on this planet and also on the moon. So there was maybe three different energies that were going on around the same time, yes.
But was it alien, like that was a good thing? Like the light ship did it, are you saying, or aliens did it?
The light ship did it along with maybe some other aliens possibly that came on board at that time to get some assistance.
Oh, so wonderful. So you're saying that was a good thing. It was taking out the dark aliens that are doing bad things. I see.
it was taken out, and the people are in quarantine who were able to time travel through vortexes and stargates, etc., that probably physically lived here, and maybe their clone now is on the surface, and the human part of them, or even the alien part of them. It gets to be very confusing because when we talk about humans, are humans really human? Is it an alien inside of the body making it look human? So if we make it very simple, if we just call them that they are humans, that people walk around here and they put their clone on the surface, those energies were going over to Mars. And from there, they probably went some other location because the Mars energy, for what I have seen, the underground bases and stuff there, it's very, very primitive. And, you know, it doesn't look that great like a Hotel Hilton. You know, you'd think that it might be, but it looks like more like a storage facility and not much to do there. You know, to me, it'd be pretty boring. But the other places, maybe Venus, that I haven't really looked at that close, may actually have what's there that may resemble more of what's here. But from what I've seen in Mars, it doesn't look like that great of a place because it's all underground. And it's just, you know, they had to actually, for what I could understand myself, I may not be right with this, but it looked like if they wanted to bring a bulldozer over there, would come over there either through the vortex or through containers. What I was seeing was something maybe about maybe 6 foot high at the most, maybe 8 foot, maybe 8 by 8 or something like that. And that's about all they could have to get transported through the stargates. And so, like, if they brought a bulldozer over, just hypothetically as a piece of equipment, it would have to go there in pieces and then get reassembled. Over there, so there's not much there, not much wood, not much of anything, you know, that I could see. You know, there'd be a lot more stuff here than what there would be over there, because it would have to all be brought from here over to there. So anyway, that's kind of what I was noticing. It's more like a storage warehouse type of situation with some rooms, and the rooms were not that. We're not that large for people to stay there. But what I think happened was is the people that were here that maybe the people here that they've talked about that might be connected to crimes against humanity were, I think, trying to exit about that time, you know, in October. Okay, and so somehow, as a coincidence, that was one of the major strikes that was made over there, because they were going to be abducting a lot more people to probably go on the buffet tables over there, and that's why the strikes were made. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Ron. I know that, you know, everyone kind of enjoys a glimpse into what's going on in our universe, and that you're not always able to share what's going on with all of us. So thank you very much. That was quite a treat. And it sounds like, you know, the Creation Lightship, or I should say the Special Forces, are making some headway. So we thank you and them for that. A listener is requesting a sample of the space clearing. They're hearing loud noises upstairs that are waking them up around 1 a.m.
Boy, let's see here. Okay, we'll see if this will help. So, clearing the upstairs space. So, 1, 2, and this will be wherever you'd like to have it cleared, the listeners here. Think of a room. That you may not go in too often, which could be because you don't like the energy. You don't know about it maybe consciously, but it doesn't feel right to you if that's the case. So here we go. Placing the energy, putting some light in there, getting rid of the critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Ron, when you do your space clearing, which is, I believe, only $10 for a week, and I think $30 for a month, it'll get rid of any energies that are attached to your belongings or that might come in, like entities or aliens that might kind of get into your home through other people and that sort of thing for the week or the period that you have the clearing going.
Yeah, the clearing is going, it'll clear it. Remember, everything's in the now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you put the clearing up and it cleared your rooms out and it felt great, you turn the clearing off, you know, some things could possibly come in. It may not be the same energies. You don't know what the aliens are going to be doing. Typically, if it's cleared out, the only reason why it would attract more things is because you're probably using your mind energy and bringing things in there. So remember, the room energy is going to be the energy in the room will be everybody that is in the household or going into that room will leave some of their stuff, their contamination. They're not going to be in the moment. So if you have a room, we'll just say living room, right? And we'll just say that you have a son and daughter and maybe for some reason, they're arguing in that room. Well, they're going to bring in entities and stuff just for the argument. You may have cleaned it out the day before, but they're bringing in stuff to contaminate the room. And where are those entities going to go to? You know, hard to say. You know, they could be in that room, so you want to get it cleaned out again. If you don't do anything in the room or you don't have the phone ringing or a TV on or something to bring in other energies, you know, let's just say that you hypothetically have your living room and you want to watch a sports game, right? So you put the sports on and you hear all that people chattering. It's always the same sound with the audience for some reason. If you listen to every game, like football games or whatever, you know, it's always that same cheering. You go, wow, this is really weird. It all sounds the same. Well, all of a sudden you may be drawing in all types of entities that want to watch that game on your TV, okay, through you. So now you're cluttered full of entities because you're watching the game, and they're in your room. Are they going to leave you? They could. Are they going to leave the room? Maybe they're going to wait for the next weekend to come to watch the game. So now your room's contaminated. And what's coming through your sound when all those people are making that noise? What type of information is the aliens using liminally to connect to you through all that noise on the TV? People cheering, and just think of all that psychic attack energy. You know, it shouldn't take much of a brain to look. You got one side for one team, and then the other side, you know, on the bleachers is for another team, and they're both doing psychic attacks on everybody on the other side, plus they're probably doing psychic attacks on the guy who's going to be catching the football or something, and or the quarterback, you know. Those poor people are under attack by probably, you know, tens of millions of people. You know, just think about that. So back to you.
Wow, yeah, that's terrible, Ron. I think anyone in the public eye, that's the kind of thing that can happen. Could we have a sample of the emotional clearing, Ron?
Well, you have to think of an emotion that you're dealing with. Well, think of that. So that's why the clearings work when I do samples. You must think of something that you want to have released. So maybe you got a phone call today that upset you. Somebody got upset at you at the grocery store or something. So just think of that, and I'll take away the energy from that one specific incident. So here we go. Incident 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. And that was very interesting about the space clearing. And if you haven't tried that one yet, people, I really suggest it would be wonderful. Okay. This is a very interesting topic. Dear Ron, can you please elaborate on shutting down our crown chakras and third eye? Someone on a show mentioned the pineal gland, and that confused me. We do not want to connect to our bodies and shut down any glands and organs, correct? Does closing down our crown chakra and closing our third eye have any adverse physical effects on us?
Okay, well, you can ask your body and also ask your spirit, maybe ask them both to close down your third eye. You can do that yourself. Your crown chakra, you may not be able to. Your body can close it down for you. Just ask your body to close it. As far as turning a gland off and on, no, I wouldn't. I don't go there with that, at all. But, you do want your crown chakra closed down because that's how the aliens come into you. The spiritual teachings will tell you you want it wide open, and they show, like, you know, this energy coming out of you, giving you this nice little shower around you, etc. Well, that's how the aliens come in. And they use, like, that, the jellyfish energy on top of your head to do that. So, close down your crown chakra to feel better. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, that's really interesting and very helpful. Could you do that crown shutting down for us now?
Hey, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'll snap my finger. There, it's done.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, Ron. Thank you. Okay. Somebody wrote in, it's quite a long email, and so I'm going to, I hope, get the gist of it to share on the show here. The person...
Oh, but I will say, just since you mentioned that, see, I'm going to hang on to probably at the most 10 words, okay?
Right.
So, right away, anything past 10 words,
right.
I live in the moment, and I can't really hang on to much more than 10 words, so... and naturally, if Anne were to read a long email, I'm already past it, Mm-hmm. I'm going to be getting, basically, unless I take notes on a piece of paper, which I'm not doing, I just need to know the facts. So that's the way I work. So back to you. I thought I'd tell that to people out there. I'm in the moment. I don't go past 2 days into the future, today and tomorrow, basically. That's all the further that I'm going with anything, because it doesn't exist past that point. Now, if you want to go out into the future past that, then you're drawing more timelines to you, and you're creating timelines. And what's going to be on the timeline and what duality is going to be out there, because you may want to have something coming to you. Maybe for some reason you think and believe that Uncle Harry is going to die in 2 weeks, so now you're hoping that he dies, in a sense, so you can get his inheritance, okay? And that's going to be 2 weeks into the future. Well, let's just say that's a fact, okay? So now, what are you doing? You're putting out timelines between now and 2 weeks, continuously, hoping to get, Uncle Harry's money. But the dark side sees that, well, that's going to be a win for you to get the money. Now they're going to put into that the complete opposite, to give you misery, to have your money stolen from you. And so why work in duality? You want to stay in the moment. So you have to remember that. There's always some counterpart out there wanting to take away your good to give you misery. That's how the aliens work. That's why we have an emotional healing. You have to catch on to what's really going on here, is that the future that you're attempting to bring to yourself, that's why I only work in the now. You can go into the past and look at history and things from the past to kind of get a clue what the aliens are planning to do. That's why all the movies out there are so good. But the movies that come out, it's already happened. So, when you see a movie and you go, wow, that's really enlightening for me, or, well, they can do that. Well, believe me, they're already doing it. Well, some people say that in the underground here, the technology from the different countries will say is at least 50 years in our future, okay? So we have, our computers now. Just think what they have there. And you even see things on some of the TV programs or the movies where they have screens floating in the air, and they can move around things. Well, hello, do they have that here? Possibly, but they're showing you future technology. No. And that's the whole thing. So in the underground, you know, they're probably at least 50 to maybe even 100 years in the future. So you can just see how far behind you are living on the surface here and having no clue what could be done to you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, that's frightening, but always good information. You know, we're glad that you're sharing it with us. We have, okay, the person that wrote, I just wanted to say, too, to add to, when people write in, you can write a long email, because the co-hosts, we don't mind reading if you want to get something out or it's easier for you to send it in a longer format. We just have to kind of edit it when we say it on the phone to Ron so that he can, you know, understand. So this one listener, first of all, this person mentions meditation. Now, I don't know if they are still meditating or it's in the past, but can you explain about meditation, Ron?
Well, meditation works with the mind. So you're using your mind to do something, okay? Right away, you don't want to be in mind energy. And most people have guided meditations, which, you know, you go to a group, right? If you belong to, you know, a New Age church and they meditate, they're going to probably have somebody up there guiding you through a meditation. Well, you're just going on some kind of mental trip someplace in your mind or elsewhere, or being abducted to where they're telling you where you're going. And are you in your body? No. You know you're not, because at the very end of the meditation, what do they tell you? You got to be here now. Their terminology, and you want to tell you to maybe move your body or to, you know, get a consciousness back here again. And then sometimes, you know, somebody's really far out, and everybody's, you know, opening their eyes up and they're awake, and this person there normally is so far gone, they got to kind of like push them and nudge them to get them back into their body. Because they're gone. Well, who's protecting the physical body when they're not there? Well, aliens pop in. Things come in. Body could be a host of somewhere else. So, you know, for meditation, oh, what are you trying to get out of it? Are you trying to find your spirit? Are you trying to have your pain released by going on some kind of trip someplace so you're unconscious? So you have to be responsible for your body here. So if you're doing a meditation to get out of life here, to give you some peace, but you think the peace is elsewhere in the beyondo, forget it. You're going to be attacked by aliens. You know, do the mind a heart drop and forget your meditation. Why waste your time? Life is too short here. No. I've heard people talk about they meditate for 5 hours a day. Oh, and their eyes are all glossed over. They're not here. They gave themselves away. That's their spirit. I have to look at people and see how their eyes look. If their eyes are glossed over, well, then they're not here. No, they're just a walking zombie. And, you know, they just have no conscience because their spirit's not in their body. And what's in there? What can come in there? What can harm you with that person? So you got to be very careful. That's my thing on meditation. If you don't go out of your body and you want to sit there and maybe count your breathing or something, you know, what are you going to get out of that? Do the mind a heart drop and you can be fully conscious and live your life and be in peace. So that's the whole thing that I see there, and do the mind a heart drop and you're in the moment and you have peace. Everything else is going to take you a lot longer, and it's damaging. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And that is, of course, you know, again, this listener may not still be meditating. There may be a reference to the past, and I hope so. But it is not the same as falling asleep, which sometimes happens to all of us. It might even happen as you're listening to the show or go on the light ship or when you're doing healings. Is that right, Ron? That's a safe thing, and that's okay.
Going to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a normal process, yeah. People always go to sleep.
During the healings.
And that can be a possibility because you finally had to finally give up. Mind energy, you know, finally gave up, and now you're having healing done. Yeah. That does happen to some people. nothing's wrong with that if they go to sleep during, having a clearing up or something.
Right.
Taking away stress and traumas in your body, you have to do it that way to process. Get rid of the energy to get rid of stuff. Remember, your body has to go through its healing process. Nothing to do with the clearing itself. The clearing is there to get rid of energies, but how much energy do you have? How blocked are you? And the blockages that you have can make you go to sleep because it's just a heavy load on your body to get rid of things. It's working overtime to get rid of your garbage. And, you know, your backpack could be full and it has to get it dumped out. Healings are done instantly. Now the body has to go through its own way of dealing with it to get back into peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. Thanks. I know you've said that before, but it's nice to know because some people think, why did I fall asleep? And I really wanted to listen to Ron or whatever. So thank you. Okay, so the we have a comment on the fast chat that this person feels that they have a role to play on Earth, and they talk about, you know, a mission and that kind of thing. And they see messages or something from the Galactic Federation. So I don't know what's going on there, Ron.
First of all, nobody has a role to play here. Remember, the light does not give you a role. You're here to experience free will, free choice. Any role that you think you may have means that you are being controlled by the aliens and the Galactic Federation that are aliens, okay? So number one, you don't have a role. Your role is to be here in peace and to enjoy the planet. Anything that takes you away from that is going to be the programs of mind control, et cetera. And so you don't have a mission here. The only mission you have is to get out. And so just know that if you are in peace, like I said, do the mind a heart drop, you're going to realize there's no mission. You're just at peace. That's source energy. So anything that you think you're doing here because of some kind of spiritual guru talking to you or maybe channeling or whatever, thinking that you have a message to tell people, et cetera, that's just the darkness coming through, posing as light, and making you think or feel good that you're doing something great, and it's just another trap. You're just connected to some energies that is going to keep you trapped here further than what you are now. So what I would say is to run, don't walk. Run away from that energy. Don't connect to it anymore. And, you know, if you're brand new, get on and do that 2,000-year darkness barcode. It's a free clearing. Get that stuff off of you. And have that Galactic Federation clearing, too, the affiliation with that. And you may want to, you know, look for that one and, you know, get that stuff off of you so that you're not abducted. Well, I'm not a proponent of the Galactic Federation. Hang out there. Ashtar Command, Great White Brotherhood, whatever you want to talk about, the whatever's out there that people talk about with alien energies attached to it, I'm completely against that. They're keeping you in bondage and slavery here. That's you, Ann.
Yes, thank you so much, Ron. And I'm just, I've forgotten that there was a Galactic Federation disconnection. Yes, it's a whole life clearing, and you can even do the seven generation. It's called Galactic Federation Affiliations. So, another thing I would, thank you so much, Ron, I'd like you to discuss here is that this person has written in about beings that they see. It might be more of the Galactic Federation or something. If you're seeing things in the dream state, you just need to timeline crash that because it's a parallel life. Is that correct? We don't want to worry about who is that or who are you seeing or what do they want from me,
Crash that dream because you're seeing a parallel life that you knew nothing about until it came forward and you saw that. So that's why you want to do a timeline crash, more than one on it naturally, because it has to be really strong for you to get connected to it. So you could have that same one replicated 50 times. So do that crashing to get you out of that parallel lifetime where they're stealing your energy. Well, the timeline crashes are for a situation that you're dealing with right now. And that's why you want to do timeline crashes. Get off of those timelines. Then look at it and see what the theme is. Why are you on that timeline? And figure out what whole lifetime clearing you need to have so you don't keep drawing these things to you. Well, a timeline crash is a great Band-Aid to get you out of situations that you are on. And, you know, if you have a lot of situations happening, then do find out what it is to get off of that particular energy, because your energetic bodies could be contaminated enough or full, so that is bringing you into these timelines. Remember, the dark side wants it's your energy, and it does that through your emotions and these other energetic bodies, but they're all basically emotions, fear, anger, stress, trauma, drama. You know, all these things are fear, or what you're dealing with, and what's the theme of your life? What are you dealing with? And get off to do a whole lifetime clearing so that they can't use that, say, fear against you and put you onto, you know, 1,000 timelines of fear. Maybe, you know, you have a different one every other day of fear. Well, and then you do a timeline crash on it. Well, that's good, but you want to get rid of the original thoughts of why you're in fear. The aliens know what it is, and they're going to take you and put you onto that timeline. Oh, and it's hard to say how many alien races have your real estate, have you? Well, I don't think anybody could really say that, you know, or figure out how many there are, because, you know, this planet has a lot of alien visitations, aliens living here, so that's basically the situation. Remember, the Galactic Federation killed Jesus, so you don't want to align with something that is, awful and going to take away your energy. Walk away and run. So get away from these energies and get into the now. Do the teachings of Jesus. Be peaceful. Be like a child. That's what he meant. You have to get rid of the energy that's contaminating your body, which was the energy of mind and the mind programs, and the mind gets programmed by the aliens. So from that point, the mind gets corrupted. You want to get out of the corruption so they can't attach to you to take your energy and steal you, and steal your spirit, your soul. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, thank you so much, Ron. Okay, this question has been in the box for a while, and I don't believe it's been addressed yet, but it's kind of interesting. Who hired the Galactic Federation, and can't they be replaced? And I guess, you know, they kind of have been by the special forces. That's how it seems to me.
Well, I don't know who created the Galactic Federation. It's just the aliens that want to come here and abduct people. Well, they want to mind control people, abduct people. And so whoever joins that affiliation with that is going to cause you harm. How long they've been around, I don't know. Why are they doing it? Well, they want to steal you. They want to steal your spirit, your light. And, that's the one of the organizations. There's probably other ones, but that's the main one that is doing this type of stuff, you know? So that it's an evil presence here.
Back well, they Ann. Were not put in place by the light ship, that's for sure, right?
No, not at all. No, because that's, by the way, whatever you know about or hear about, of some organization or some alien group, you're in duality. They're just like you are, but there's something else probably controlling them. If you've heard about them, they're in duality. They're also in darkness. So remember, there's different degrees of darkness. But, just by hearing about a different group or a different alien race, that means that they're in darkness because they're here sharing your darkness and taking the darkness from you to live on for the pecking order. So if you heard about them, you know that they're in darkness because in light, no such thing. Do the mind a heart drop. You have no thoughts, no nothing. Nothing exists in light that has words of vocabulary. So you wouldn't know about these things if they were in light. not that you know about them, means that they're in darkness. Very, very simple. It doesn't take much of a education to kind of figure that out. Well, if you know about it, it's in darkness. Different degrees of darkness. And light doesn't present itself, doesn't have a name, doesn't go by anything that you can recognize or call to you, although you already have your spirit with you, and that's all that you need. It's always internal. That's why I say never go outside of yourself. Do that, then you're going to be prey to what you're praying to. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, I just wanted to say that the listener that requested the space clearing earlier said thank you very much, and it's time to end the show already. So thank you very much. It would be wonderful if, Ron, you could do the mind-to-heart drop for
sure.
Everyone
So if you
listening.
Send a question, everybody, you just do it in bullet points. Maybe 10, 15 words, and just keep it direct to the point, and we can do a lot more questions this way, too. So here we go. Mind to heart drops, you want to command your spirit. Take the thoughts in your head, which is the darkness energies, mind programs that you're dealing with, right now or have been, or if you do it after the program, that's great, too. This is what it's going to do is bring them into peace. It'll neutralize them. Here we go, dropping down from 10 to 1 backwards, so commanding your spirit to do so. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Notice now you can't think. Think is perfect, and your body should start to relax. And there's no vocabulary, no thoughts, no communication when you're in source energy. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And see you later. Bye, everyone.